Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Now in studio, I have Dr. Sue Nelson with K-State Vet Med with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ready for Monday? Nobody's ready for Monday.
No, not really.
Yeah, but we're here.
We're
making it through. You wanted to talk about heat and fireworks. 4th of July is just around the corner, really, when you think about it. So, a good topic.
Yeah, so in case you haven't noticed, it's really hot out there right now, a little earlier than expected. So, just a reminder to think about your pets during these times. First one is do not leave them in your car unattended with the heat. It just, those interior temperatures go soaring so fast that we do see a lot of animals come in with heat stress and heat stroke. And be aware of when you're exercising with your pet. Try to limit it to the early morning or later evening hours when it is cooler. Have plenty of fresh water out for them. Change their food if they are outdoors animals fairly regularly to prevent kind of flies and other insects from being attracted to those or getting them contaminated as well.
You know, I'm glad you bring that up, actually, because I was talking with a friend yesterday. Was thinking about going around one of the parks. I'm not sure exactly when, maybe a city park, and it was in the middle of the day, and he ultimately decided against it just because he was worried about that sort of heat.
And that's a smart move. And even if your dog's been acclimated to the heat, sometimes it's just a perfect storm that will happen, the right temperature, the right humidity, where maybe where they've been able to tolerate it before. Sometimes they just, there'll be a day that will hit them and they can succumb to the heat.
And even probably just hanging outside, even just on your porch or wherever, just probably good to always have a bowl of water around.
Bowl of water, plenty of shade. So make sure if your pet is outdoors that during all times during the day, there is some type of shade that available for them.
And is this pretty true for pets across the board?
It is. Yep. So they can all, with the heat, don't tolerate it very well. Cats tolerate it a little bit better than the dogs do, but still we can see them succumb to heat stress as well.
Is there any temperature sort of threshold that people really need to pay attention to as far as?
I think any time when you're getting anywhere 80s and above, that's always the time to start thinking about, especially with the cars, about them getting hot. And even with a lower temperature, if the humidities are high, that makes it equally difficult especially for the dogs to dissipate the heat when they're out exercising.
And as far as the cars, like even just cracking a window, like that's not enough.
Cracking a window is not enough. Sit in the car and you'll find out yourself. And I know there are people who leave the air conditioners running, which is fine. There have been a few cases where the engine shuts off for whatever reason, and then the air conditioner stops running. And so then unbeknownst to the owner, then their pet is without cold air.
All great tips again here with Dr. Sue Nelson of K-State Vet Med. We're talking about pet safety with the heat and very timely advice right now. I think we're supposed to get around 100 or so again today. And it's like you said, it's that time of year and almost a little early for that time of year.
It is.
When it comes to some pets that are suffering through some heat-related issues, what's some signs as far as when you should be alarmed as a pet owner?
Right. So if they're doing some excessive panting, their saliva starting to get more thick and ropey, their gums and mucous membranes in their mouth will usually look pretty dark. They may start staggering. And then as it progresses, you may see seizures or find them comatose. And so a lot of these animals that come in, sometimes we can't save them because their interior temperatures are so high by that time that it just affects the organs and shuts them down.
That's pretty serious.
It is serious. It's a serious thing.
And so you notice, so you have a pet, you notice some of these symptoms mm-hmm. that you talked about. What's some of the first things that you should do?
Right. So let's say it's kind of mild. Maybe you're out just walking or running with your pet and you notice maybe they're starting to lag behind. They're getting a little drier. Try to move them to shade and find a water source immediately. Offer them some sips of water. It's not a bad idea to hose them down with a hose because the air moving over that body with the moisture on it will cause what's called evaporative heat or cooling, and so it will help cool them off as well. If you're outside and can move them into the air conditioning and get them moved in, maybe run a fan on them as well.
At what point should a pet owner be concerned of like, well, I need to go to K-State Vet Med?
I think anytime when they're starting to act weak and wobbly and just off, they need to get in there sooner than later. If they get to the vet school or another veterinarian and they're acting fine by that time, great. But don't take the chance because it doesn't take very long to start harming the organs.
Well, and like you said, when it reaches that point, sometimes there's just nothing you can do.
Exactly. So,
Some other things to think about when it gets to this time of year. We mentioned a lot of things related to heat, but here in about, less than a month away, we're going to be having 4th of July celebrations and fireworks are always a big thing.
It will be here before we know it. And some of these dogs are just extremely phobic to the fireworks. And so they don't have to live their life in misery while we celebrate. So there are things that can be done for them. Ones that have some mild noise phobias, maybe you can keep them down in the basement with the shades drawn, maybe in a crate if they feel safe in their crate. Run the TV or a radio really loud to try to drown out the noise. For those that have more severe phobias, though, you may need medication. And so you'll need to speak with your veterinarian to decide what would be best for your pet, depending on their age, and other health issues might determine what medications they can take.
And kind of the same thing with heat-related issues. You know, one thing with pets is that, you know, that we can't talk to them. They can't just talk to us about what's going on. But they do tell us some things through their behavior when it comes to those noise phobias you're talking about. What's some behavior traits that we can see?
So hiding, cowering, trying to escape. Unfortunately, the 4th of July is one of the times of the year where we have the highest incidence of lost dogs because they run off because they're frightened from the fireworks and they just keep running. So maybe not wanting to eat or interact with the family as well. But usually the hiding or trying to escape and destructive behavior like that, whining, can all be signs that it's bothering them.
This may be a completely stupid question, but is there like a situation, is there like an earmuff sort of situation for pets that you
can do? That
is
not a stupid question. Oh. There is something called mutt muffs.
M-U-T-T
muffs, yeah. Kind of like what we're wearing, but made for dogs. So there are mutt muffs. There's also some tinted doggles. So goggles for dogs that can help minimize the light and the flashes from that as well. So, yes, there are some things you can do that way.
Mutt muffs and doggles. I want to get into the pet accessory naming business. That sounds pretty fun.
They are. And these dogs who are afraid of fireworks are often have thunderstorm phobias as well. So the same things work for that situation. As far as maybe medication for the really severely phobic ones, otherwise trying to draw the drapes so they don't see the flashes of lightning, run the radio or TV really loud to try to drown out some of the thunder.
So if you have your backyard barbecue, you got the kids shooting fireworks or whatever, just keep the dog inside.
Keep your dog inside. And if you have a friend who lives out in the country, maybe where there aren't any fireworks going on around them, I know there are some people whose friends have taken their dogs in for a while so they don't have to be around the festivities, especially if you're having the party at your home.
Now, is this a very dog-centric issue when it comes to the noise, or is this the same with the other pets as well?
Other pets don't like it either, but most of the cats will run and hide under the bed and kind of stay there. Not that they wouldn't try to dart out of the house, but usually they're going to hide under a bed or somewhere in the house. Dogs will sometimes try to escape out through the windows or doors, too. They're trying to get away from the noise.
So they can have definitely a more serious reaction.
Yes. Not that the cats love it, but they kind of hunker down and don't move as much.
Is there earmuffs for cats?
Not that I'm aware of.
So that means nobody's came up with a name for it yet, which means I need to do some submissions.
There you go.
Just give them some catnip.
There you go.
Yes, they'll be fine.
Brady Bowman here with Dr. Sue Nelson of K-State Vet Med talking about some pet maintenance, if you will, when it comes to heat, when it comes to 4th of July, some other tips you might have for us.
If you haven't started flea and tick preventive, please start it because they have been out in force for a while, especially the ticks when we did have the rain really started coming out. And then heartworm preventive, that's a disease spread by mosquitoes. Both cats and dogs need to be on something to help prevent that as well.
Now, where are we at on that? Are we seeing some of that a little earlier than usual as well? Or
I think the ticks came out a little bit later because it stayed colder a little later than normal. Fleas we see year-round. Late summer, fall is usually the worst time for fleas around here. Just kind of depends on how much rain we get.
And kind of another thing, at what point do you need to take some action with some of those stuff when it comes to ticks and fleas or just kind of some tips for paying attention to that?
The best thing to do is preventive measures. Start them before you have a problem. Because once you have a problem, you're a little, especially fleas and ticks, a little behind the eight ball, so to speak. And it will take a while if you have to get them ridded from your environment if they're already in there as well. So start now if you haven't started already.
And just to remind folks real quick, just the dangers of ticks and fleas.
Right. So there are several diseases, especially with the ticks, that can be transmitted to the dogs and the cats. There's especially one around here called cytokinesis that can be fatal for cats. It's almost always fatal for cats. Lyme disease, we don't see in this area, but if you're traveling out of state with your pet to those areas, your dog can be susceptible to that. But we do have Rocky Mountain spotted fever, ehrlichiosis around here, tularemia. So all those can be transmitted by the ticks. With fleas, flea bite anemia, tapeworms, just bad dermatitis from all the bites as well.
So get ahead of it.
Prevent get ahead it. Of it, yes.
All right, Dr. Sue Nelson, anything else before we let you go?
I think that's about it. So appreciate you having me.
Oh, anytime. Thanks so much for those tips. Very important tips this time of year. When we come back, we're going to look ahead to Manhattan Juneteenth. That's coming around just around the corner. You're listening in Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Get ESB Financial's free app, Card Valet. With Card Valet, you have the power to turn your card on and off.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better community for tomorrow.
Baskin-Robbins in downtown has the treats you want. We carry over 45 flavors of ice cream to make your favorite shakes, cakes, or cones. Locally owned, we're here to take care of your dessert needs. Baskin-Robbins in downtown Manhattan, a Streeter family business.